Amanda and I were excited when they called and asked us if we would speak, and we said, give us the most narrow, finely tuned topic you can give us. So they gave us pleas of the jurisdiction, but I think it's a procedural device that nearly everything that we will talk about these next 2 days could come into play on. And so what we wanted to do is just sort of give you our perspective, both from Amanda having been in the Attorney General's office and me serving on the Third Court of Appeals, as to what we're seeing, kind of trends, practice tips, and things that we see in the practice of pleas of jurisdiction without getting into a whole lot of very specific cases, which I think we could probably spend 2 days on just the pleas alone. So Amanda was going to start with the question of why the Attorney General's office is constantly filing all these pleas.
So I know if you've been opposing counsel to an AAG, you may have asked yourself this question. It's certainly, I think there's a common perception that the state will almost always file a plea in almost every single case. And I think a lot of times folks are thinking, why can't we just litigate, like jump in and get to the merits of this case instead of having the state file the plea? Is this a delay tactic? You know, what's going on? And I think it's important to note the answer to both those questions is no. It's not a delay tactic, and it's not the case that we can always just jump in and get to the merits.
You sure the answer's not sometimes?
That's a fair point. So here's another way to think about it. The plea to the jurisdiction is really a microcosm that encapsulates what the role of the AG is, as well as the role of the legislature. So what do I mean by that? Whether challenging the pleadings or the jurisdictional facts that aren't in a pleading, by filing the plea, the state is respecting the contours of the law that the legislature has set.